It is so wonderful once again to be able to come on this evening, to gather together with the saints, to worship God in spirit and in truth. There's nothing I can think of that I would much rather do than to be together with the saints, worshiping God, working side by side with those faithful brethren that are striving to make heaven their home. And those that are not so faithful, to encourage them to do the things that God are pleased with, so that heaven can be their home as well. As you see up on the board, it says, happiness begins with God. There's no doubt in my mind that that is a true statement. I don't care how many times you say that you feel good about doing something that you're engaged with. If it is not God's plan, you really don't have happiness. It's a false sense of security, like some of those gated communities that you go into and there's an alarm there. You have to push a little number in there and sometimes you get in and sometimes you don't. Sometimes someone will call you up on the phone and you'll press the button and let them in and you'll let a stranger in. That's not true security, is it? But true happiness, it begins with God. We find in the Bible in Luke chapter 6, the scripture reading that Brother Truman read, it tells of individuals that can truly be happy. And when we find that we can truly be happy, we need to be seeking that way, striving to do all that God would be pleased with. It says in verse 20 again, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. You know, I like how he says now, because later he says you shall be filled. Or later, you shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and you shall reproach you and cast you out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. So it has to be a reason. It has to be a purpose. And he says, for the Son's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For, behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Jesus is telling his disciples, this is nothing new. They did this long before you were ever thought of. And I want us to understand today that it is still happening, that we still need to understand what it means to be blessed or happy, content, however you want to look at it, that it's for a purpose, it's for a reason, it's for a higher calling, if I may. We're all striving to get to heaven. And if we are not satisfied with our lives, then we need to make a change. Happiness is important. It is your life. I know I don't have a question mark after that happy there, but it is a question. I did it as I was typing, thinking that I was texting maybe. Do you want to be happy? In your marriage? in the home, on the job, in school, in society, in your relationship with the Lord. Do you want to be happy? Well, guess what? The word happy is defined as being cheerful, contented, or blessed. Do you want to be happy? It's a choice. And you have to make up in your mind whether or not you really want to be happy or not. Now, there are some people out there that enjoy being miserable. I don't like them to be around me because I like to be happy. Brother Brian, he just happened to be there, sitting there, smiling every now and then. Someone said, whenever they see Brother Brian's always smiling. That's not always true, Brother Brian. I just want you to know that now, because I've seen you frown a little bit. But it's good to see a man that's happy, a man that's content, a man that's blessed in the Lord, understanding what true happiness is all about. Happy. You don't always have to smile to be happy. You know, I'm happy right now. Let me just say this while I'm standing here. Sometimes when I'm preaching, I'm happy, but you don't see me smile. See, it makes me feel content when I'm talking about sin, and I want to strive to get you to turn away from sin. But I'm not laughing about the matter because it's not a laughing matter, but I'm happy about it. I'm content with what I'm doing because I know this is the will of the Lord. And there are times when I'm talking about happy things, I'm still not smiling because I just don't like to run around smiling all the time. But I'm still happy. Being corrected sometimes causes one to be happy. There are many of us that don't like to be happy. That's why I put sometimes causes one to be happy. Never, never do we like for somebody to tell us that we're doing something wrong. Never, ever do we like for someone to come to us and rebuke us for not walking the way we should be walking. But you know what? It causes some to be happy. I'm glad that you stopped by today to tell me that my light has been on for a long time and I need to turn it off. I'm glad that you stopped by to tell me that, you know, people are watching me and I need to quit putting these beer cans in the trash so that the trash man can see them. Put them in a type of bag that can't nobody see them. No one's happy about that, right? But it needs to be told. See, we need to be corrected about some things and we need to be happy about this because it makes us look at how we're living our lives and the things in which we're doing. In the book of Job, chapter 5, the verse is 17. Job, chapter 5, the verse is 17. Brother Theotis, go ahead and read that for us. Happy. It's what type of man? The man whom God corrected. You know, there are of us that you can't tell no one that no one can tell you that you're doing something wrong because you always want to tell them, well, you did this wrong. Well, you remember when you did that? No, won't you just accept the correction and be happy about it and go ahead and fix the problem and go along your way? Your time is coming that you can correct that person. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Brother Brian, read that for us.
But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled.
Happy. You know, when we suffer for doing the things that are right, but when we suffer for being the people that God wants us to be, we can be happy. 4:14.
If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified.
See, a lot of times when we are reproached again, we want to jump on the defense. The Bible says that you can be happy, that you can be blessed. Be content in this matter. You know, tell the person again, I thank you for correcting me. Be happy about it. Some people can and some people can't. You can't correct some people. So you know what we do? We just leave them alone. And when you leave them alone, they'll find out sooner or later that they need to do what is right. And then they'll come to you and with the question. I wanted to call it a type of question, but I just gonna leave it at with the question. How come you didn't tell me that I was doing that wrong? Well, brother, I just wanted you to be happy in your state. I didn't want to offend you. I wanted you to continue to come to worship service. You know, we need to correct some people. We need to give them a reason really to be happy and not a false sense of security. Tell them what is right. Tell them what is wrong. Give them the opportunity to make up in their minds to do what God is pleased with. For if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Keeping the commands of the Lord causes one to be happy. In John chapter 13, the verses 17. Keeping the commands of the Lord. When we're commanded to worship, when we're commanded to assemble, when we're commanded to give, when we're commanded to take the Lord's Supper, when we're commanded to sing, when we're commanded to hear what the preacher has to say, we should be happy. This is all keeping the commands of the Lord. And whatever command that is in the book that is called the Bible, we should be happy. Husbands, treat your wives right. Wives, treat your husbands right. Children, honor your parents, respect them. Give reverence unto God. These are commands that will cause a person to be happy if and only if they keep them. He says here in John chapter 13, verse 17, if ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them. If you do them. Well, if I'm happy if I do them, if I don't do them, what type of person am I going to be? You're going to be a miserable person. You're going to be a sad person. You're going to be a person that somebody probably need to come and pop you upside the head every now and then and say, hey, keep the commands of the Lord so that you can be happy. You know, we sometimes think that it's crazy for people to say, you know, I'm glad that I got punished for doing what I was doing. When I finished high school and I joined the military, I wrote my grandmother a letter. And I thanked her for all the whippings that she gave me throughout the years. I said, it made me a better man. I heard a man just the other day, he was laughing and talking with his friends. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I'm talking about good times. I said, what do you mean good times? He said, I remember my mama had a belt this long and she used to put it on us when we do things wrong. Happy was that man for being corrected. For doing the things that he know he was supposed to do after he got that correction put on him. So when we keep the commands of the Lord, we can be happy. The Bible states that those that fear the Lord are happy. Well, if those that fear the Lord are happy, what about the ones that do not fear him? They are sad. Or shall I say, they will be sad. In Psalm 128, the verses 1 and 2. Psalm 128. The verse is 1 and 2. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. Not the ways of the man, but the ways of God. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Again, keeping the commands of the Lord. I list a whole lot of them. I didn't give you no scripture. Still not going to give you no scripture. You go and look them up. The man don't work, a man don't eat. But when a man works and he can go and buy the food that he likes, guess what? That man is going to be happy. I heard a man say, you know, I'm not going to stay with Uncle Junior no more. I heard it told. And I'm Uncle Junior. Uncle Junior only feed us ramen and noodles. Go out and get you a job. Buy you some steak. Uncle Junior don't care. Because for lunch, Uncle Junior likes ramen and noodles. With cheese, of course. See, we have to understand what the Bible says. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Man said, Mel, why don't you teach me how to fish? I said, why don't you go buy your own tackle? I'll teach you how to fish. People always want you to do things for them, but never want to do anything for themselves. Make that man happy when he go out and buy his own fishing gear, and you teach him how to fish, and he can catch his own, and he can feed himself. This is all part of keeping the commands of the Lord. One that fears the Lord and do the things that are right. Proverbs 28, verse 13. Proverbs 28, verse 13. He that covereth sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Going on into verse 14, happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Fearing God when you want to? Fearing God when it's convenient? No, fearing the Lord always. That's what the Bible says. Happy is that man. So how many of you, I ask, are happy in your marriage? Do you fear God always? On your job? Do you do what the man tells you to do always? You know, there are some children that don't always obey their parents the way they're supposed to. Sometimes you tell that child to do something, they jump right to it. Sometimes you tell that child to do things and they walk away murmuring under their breath. Sometimes when you tell that child to do something, that child will go and halfway get to the point of what they're supposed to be doing, then come back and say, I forgot, what did you tell me to do? See, they don't fear God the way they're supposed to. They don't reverence their parents the way they're supposed to. So, therefore, they need to change and they need to start looking in the Bible and do what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 6, you don't have to turn there. Verse 1 and 2, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor their father and mother. Do what you're supposed to. Do what they tell you to do. And all these things should be in accordance with God's will. This is all part of fearing God. The Bible tells us so. Happy are those that keep God's law. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Happy. Cheerful. Contented. Blessed. Doing the things that God wants you to do. How many of us, again, I ask you, are truly happy? Are you keeping God's law? Are you being the people that God wants you to be? Or are you setting the example out there in society? Or are you just going about doing what you want to do? Pleasing self instead of God. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 through 6. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that said, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. Doing the things that God wants us to do. Being the people that God wants us to be. He that said He abides in Him ought Himself also to walk even as He walked. Can we be happy? Yes, we can. Do we like for people to call us a liar? No, we don't. But if you do the things that God tells you to do, you're not a liar. You are a keeper of His word. And you can truly, truly be happy. Chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Oh, it is too hard for me to do what is right. It is too hard for me to always be happy. No, it's not too hard. If you're truly following God's will, you can truly be happy all the time. Does it mean that you'll never shed a tear? No. Does it mean that your heart would never be broken? No. But you can still be happy because you still have God on your side. You're still doing the things that God would have you to do. Remember the definition. Happy is cheerful, contented, or blessed. Whatever state you find yourself in, you need to be happy. Amen. Giving all the honor, all the glory unto God. Happy are those who have children. You say, Brother Spencer, you must not have any children. Yes, I have two. Well, they must not ever give you any trouble. Yes, they give me plenty. But you know what? I'm still happy. I'm happy to be able to help them when I can. When can I help them? Only do I say nowadays, when they're doing what God tells them to do, I can be truly happy. Happy are those who have children. Psalm 127 verses 3 through 5. Psalm 127 verses 3 through 5. And I know there are some children that will just break and have broken mothers' hearts. I know there are some children who have made their dads cry at nights. If your child haven't never made you cry, you are truly happy. Truly happy. But there are some children that just don't do what they're supposed to do. 127, verse 3 through 5. It says, "Lo, children, or inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Children now, they're from the Lord. "As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." You know, I believe that as we think about our children, we think about their lives, we think about even the things that we have done to our parents or against our parents, that we can still truly be happy that we have children. That we have someone to teach the right ways. We've always said, as we have, you know, grown through the years together, Anita and I, that we've always wanted to have a daughter. No girls. Just a whole lot of nieces and great nieces that we can call our own and help train them. So yes, we're still happy with just the two boys that we have. But a man that has children can truly be happy. And this is for the women as well. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. As Solomon writes here, he says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them upon thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart, teaching his child which way to go. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Now, it does our hearts well to see our children do what they're supposed to do. That they're listening to the commands that are written in God's Word. And as we teach them these things, it makes us happy. It gives us a sense of contentment. We're satisfied. My mother, when I had spent several years in the military, I came home on leave one day and she said, "Here, sign right here." I said, What am I signing, Mama?" Actually, I don't even remember signing. I think she forged my name. It was a life insurance policy. She was cashing it in. She said, what she was saying was she was happy that I had a life, a stable life, where she didn't think that she needed that small policy on me anymore. So she cashed it in. And then there was this other brother. She said, "I think I'm going to keep this one." She is like that in families. But you know, when a child is doing what he is supposed to do, when he keeps the laws that have been taught to him, that satisfies that parent or satisfies that parent. It gives them, you know, hope that this child is going to be somebody and make something out of himself. They're happy with the situation. For he says again in verse 2, "For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee, if what? You keep the commandments that I have taught you." If you continue to follow the law, we need to understand what happiness really requires. Those who require wisdom are happy. Those who ask for these things. It says in verse 13 of that same book and chapter, "Happy is a man that findeth wisdom, and a man that getteth understanding." And all you're asking, Solomon says, you need to get an understanding. And if you do not understand what you have, what are you going to do with it? Looking at a TV show the other day, I think it was those men that go around and they go in and stop and all these different places. I can't think of the name of the show right now. It's not really that important. But he said, what do you have? He said, I don't know, but I have one of them. What is it? But I don't know, but I have one. See, when we have wisdom and we really don't know what we have, we do not have anything. So we have to get an understanding. That's what's really going to make you happy when you get that understanding. The Bible shows that there are some that were happy in doing the will of the Father. Now, if we can find an example of people being happy, we need to understand that we can be happy as well. In Psalm 34, verses 12 through 22. Psalm 34, verses 12 through 22. A little lengthy, but guess what? Oh, we don't have anywhere to go. Psalm 34, verses 12 through 22. I want you to look at these verses. I want you to look at them very carefully. And listen to them. If you don't want to look at them, just listen to them. Starting with verse 12. What man is he that desired life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Not a one. Remember I said earlier, you know, if you never had a broken heart, you will. Or if you think you're happy, it doesn't mean that you will not have a broken heart. That's what David is saying right here. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. You can still be happy. A broken heart can be mended, just as a broken arm can be mended. We need to understand this. Just because our heart has been broken doesn't mean that we cannot be happy. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 46. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 46. Oh, it makes me feel good when we as Christians can join together and study God's Word and get an understanding out of what God wants us to do and what God wants us to be. He wants us to do His will. He wants us to be happy. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to many, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And what Peter was telling them, if you want to be happy, you come away from those that are doing things wrong. If you want to be happy, yes, you crucify Jesus Christ. But look, you can be happy if you have your sins washed away in a watery grave. And it says there in verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. But guess what? These brethren were still happy because they were doing what God wanted them to do. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. They were happy, selling their goods in order to distribute them to those that had need. Oh, you ask a brother nowadays to sell something to give to the poor, he just like that rich young ruler. Oh, I got many things. I'm not selling nothing. I'm not giving the poor anything. That man is going to be miserable. And they continued, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking the bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. These men were truly, truly happy. Now, I want you to think about that just for a moment. The Bible gives us an example of individuals that are happy. Now, when we come together up on Sunday morning for Bible study, Sunday morning worship, evening worship on Sunday evening, and Wednesday night Bible study. Now, if you ask somebody to come out on Monday and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday and Saturday, they say, "What's wrong with you? You must be crazy. I spent enough time with you already." That person, when it comes down to doing something of that nature, and they don't want to do it, that person is never really going to be happy until they understand that when they are with God's people, everything else doesn't really matter, because they are doing what God wants them to do. These individuals in the first century says, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking the bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. They were of one mind. And we too, brethren, we can be of one mind. Well, I don't have to see you every day. You don't have to see me every day. And you're not going to see me every day. And I'm not going to see you every day. But on the days that we are commanded to join together, let's make one another happy. Let's do what God wants us to do. Let's be able, as the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, let's be able to provoke one another unto love and good works. That's what makes us happy. This is what satisfies us. This is what makes us cheerful. This is what makes us a family. So if you truly want to be a child of God, start trusting in Him. Lay your burdens upon Him. And trust this, that God is not a respecter of persons. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, you can still be happy by trusting in God and following His command. If you're here on this evening and you're not a Christian and you want to become one, that opportunity is yours. To come forth, make the good confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Have your sins washed away in the water of every baptism. And be like the Ethiopian eunuch was in Acts chapter 8. Go away rejoicing. He was happy. And I'm pretty sure that he was happy all the way home. And when he got home, there were some people there that was, you know, telling him, "You made a mistake." But you know what? He was still happy. We too can still be happy, although people tell us we have made a mistake. For in the end, they will be the ones crying, and we will be the ones laughing. So therefore, if you're here and you are a member of the Lord's church, and you have strayed away, the opportunity is given to you as well to come forth, get your life right with God, and live according to the Scriptures. If you're here and you're subject, we ask you to please come and we stand and sing.